I'm reading Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet. All flocks and herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Have we got among us this morning? Oh, loads. I like gardening, but I'm one of those happy-go-lucky gardeners. If I get a plant, I just plonk it anywhere in the garden. If it survives, it survives, and if it doesn't, it doesn't really matter. However, this isn't the best specimen, but last year, my sister-in-law gave me some fuchsia cuttings. And they were about this big, and I very carefully looked after them through the winter. And then in late spring, I put them out on the patio and literally just forgot about them, really, and just gave them a bit of water when I watered everything else. And I was very surprised to go out in the garden a few days ago and find these flowers on it. So although it's not the best specimen, it's got lovely flowers. So we're going to talk a little bit about what plants need to survive. Who can tell me what plants need? Yes.
Water, sunlight.
Yeah, water and sunlight. First of all, they need good soil to be put in, don't they? So this has got a mixture of soil and compost. They need sunlight, like you said. Hopefully they get lots of daylight. If it is a sunny day, they'll get warmth as well, won't they? What else do they need? You know? They like water and food, don't they? As the roots go down into the soil, they draw up the moisture and nutrients from the soil. Sometimes we have to give them a bit of a helping hand, don't we? Sometimes if it's a sunny day, I might need to use my watering can. What else have we got? Oh yes, good old baby bio, if we need it. Sometimes plants like this need a bit of help as well because it's getting long and straggly. It needed a stick with a little ring around it to hold it steady. So if it's windy weather and gets blown about, it won't fall over and get broken. So that's the main things, food and water. Now sometimes even the best gardeners among us need a bit of help. So you might need a gardening book to help you. This one's called The Half Hour Gardener. It means you could just literally go out in your garden for half an hour and do a job. And another thing you need are tools. So in this case, these are secateurs, because flowers and fruit, when they're flowered, you normally, what you call dead head, you see, I do know some gardening terms. You take the dead flowers off and that encourages them to grow more flowers. And if I cut off some of these shoots later, some other shoots will start to come out. So there you can see, look, there's some little ones starting to come up there as well. So as I prune that, that will produce more flowers as well. And being a gardener reminded me a little bit about Jesus and what he says about gardening. Because gardeners are a little bit like us. You know, when we become Christians and put our faith in Jesus, just as plants need to put their roots into good soil, we need to put our roots into Jesus. Here at Eastgate, we've been studying the book of John's Gospel. And John's Gospel is famous for many things, including Jesus' I am sayings. And some of those I am sayings are about things that Jesus provides for us. So just as plants need sunlight, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So just as a plant goes strong and healthy when it receives a lot of light, we'll grow strong and healthy if we follow Jesus and the principles that he teaches us in the Bible. We said that the plant needs food and water. Well, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. What do you do when you get hungry? You have something to eat, don't you? What about when you're thirsty? Have something to drink. The trouble is, when we get hungry and thirsty and we eat and drink, a few hours later, we're hungry and thirsty again, aren't we? But what Jesus is saying is that when you take the bread and the water that he provides, he will provide for us eternally. Another thing that Jesus said is, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it's even more fruitful. So just as I prune that, hopefully to get more flowers off it next year, when we talk about God pruning, we mean he tries to get rid of all those things in our lives which aren't very nice and that make us not very nice people. We talked about support, that stick supports the plant. Our support is the Holy Spirit. There's lots of different names for the Holy Spirit in the Bible, but things like guide and comforter. When we have difficult decisions to make, the Holy Spirit helps us to make the right choices in life. We talk about a gardening book. Well, we have a book, don't we? And that's the Bible. The Bible is very literally God's story. It tells about how God created the world. He created us as part of that world, and we were made to have a relationship with him. And the Bible, including the Ten Commandments and all Jesus' teaching, shows us how we can follow Jesus. How many of you talk to your plants? Yep, lots. Yep, I do as well. A bit like talking to your pets. We don't know if they understand what they're saying, do they? But we talk to them anyway. And similarly, we talk to God. And talking to God, of course, is prayer. And prayer is very simply just talking to God like I'm talking to you now. So you can tell God all your feelings. You can tell him when you're happy and when you're sad. You can tell him when you're struggling with things and ask him for help. So just as gardeners seek to grow strong, healthy plants, we too need to put our roots deep into Jesus. We draw our nourishment and our water and our light from him. Jesus is the bread of life, the water of life, the light of life. We need to be supported and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. We need to walk in the light of God's word. Remember, the Bible says, your word is a lamp unto my feet. And finally, we need to remember to talk to God constantly in prayer. And as we do these things, just as plants produce flowers and trees produce fruit, we too will produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which brings us back full circle to what we said at the beginning. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So next time you're gardening, think about God, the gardener, and what Jesus provides for us in the way of food and sustenance.